Welcome, God Minute family. As we begin this day in prayer, let's take a deep breath and call to mind how blessed we truly are this Lenten season. Let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Prayer of Saint Augustine. For behold, you were within me, and I sought you outside. You were with me, and I was not with you.
You called and cried to me, and broke upon my deafness, and you sent forth your light and shone upon me. You chased away my blindness.
You breathed fragrance upon me, and I drew in my breath. You touched me, and I have burned for your peace ever since.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
When was the last time you paid attention to your wishes in life? Or how often do you find yourself immersed in wishful thinking? If you're like me, perhaps the answer is more than you care to admit. Truth be told, I can find myself wishing for things to be this way or that way. While there's nothing inherently wrong about wishful thinking, there are moments when we do need to go beyond our wants, when we need to find solid ground for what we believe and hold to be most dear and true to us. And here is where faith and hope enter. Unlike wishful thinking, faith and hope are different human and spiritual dispositions to the reality before us. In wishful thinking, we interpret reality according to our wishes, or use it as a shaky justification for things I want to see or believe. In faith and hope, however, we are invited to not only attend to our deepest aspirations, but also to connect to something greater than ourselves. More than just human and spiritual dispositions, faith and hope are theological virtues. They are a gift from God for our daily living. They are graces that encourage us to have strong convictions, to trust that our lives are in solid ground, and to believe we each have a divine purpose. As Paul tells us in today's reading, in faith and hope, we have genuine confidence and assurance, even if what is before us is not always clear. Yet, when we dare to see with our eyes of faith, we discover and connect to the love of God. We not only see, but can recognize how much God's love has carried us through the ups and downs of life. Similarly, When we embrace what is before us with hope, our heart's timidity dissipates. We are less fearful, giving our wishful thinking a proper foundation and direction. Amid many setbacks and defeats, we know that hope does not disappoint. In other words, in faith and hope, the love of God has been poured out in our hearts abundantly by the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Today, let us pray for an increase in faith and hope so as to love those around us more confidently and courageously.
Together, let us pray the words that Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with gratitude for all that you are, for all that you have given us, for your mercy and grace towards us, and for your presence and faithfulness. Thank you for your unfailing patience with us and gentleness with our stubborn and rebellious hearts. We ask you to soften our hearts. Soften us so that we may reflect your gentleness, and in doing so, bring you glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us today. May the blessing of Almighty God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Have a beautiful day, prayer family. See you tomorrow, and stay blessed.